Both prescription and illegal opioids are driving a national spike in overdose deaths. According to the Centers for Disease Control, they were involved in more than 33,000 deaths in 2015. Florida has seen a dramatic increase in opioid-driven overdoses, but lawmakers are still grappling with how to stop them. I'm Lynn Hatter. Between 2014 and 2015, the Centers for Disease Control reports opioid-related overdose deaths jumped 22%. The culprits? Drugs like heroin, fentanyl, and oxycodone. Some are legal painkillers prescribed by doctors. Others, like heroin, are deadly and illegal.
Drug overdose is an epidemic, and we are in a crisis.
EMTs and paramedics would be the latest group required to report overdoses under Representative David Rommel's bill. That information would be forwarded to the Florida Department of Health and compiled in a quarterly report. The purpose is to create a central database that tracks where and when overdoses are occurring. Rommel says his measure will help state and local governments and healthcare organizations come up with both short-term and long-term strategies.
People are dying. We have a responsibility to act. Act now.
He's not the only one trying to find new ways to stop or slow drug abuse deaths. Fort Pierce Democrat Larry Lee wants hospitals to develop policies aimed at reducing readmissions for unintentional overdoses by connecting their patients to substance abuse treatment programs. Representative Kerry Pigman thinks it's a good idea. He's an emergency room physician.
This is an attempt to kind of change the course of the ship in response to how we respond to the opiate crisis, opiate overdose crisis.
Meanwhile, Representative Nicholas Duran wants to shorten the length of time pharmacists and other dispensers have to report the dispensing of opioids to the drug monitoring database. The state created the system in 2009 at the height of the pill mill epidemic. The goal is to crack down on doctor shopping. An amendment by Pigman would limit initial prescriptions for acute pain to 1 week, down from the 30-day supply some patients receive. Pigman says these prescriptions have often served as the gateway to addiction.
But 51% of people who ultimately get treatment, and that's just a small subset, started with a prescription for an acute pain syndrome.
As states have cracked down on prescription drug abuse, heroin and other illegal opioid abuses have increased. According to a state analysis in 2015, Florida ranked fourth in the nation with more than 3,200 deaths from opioid abuse. Heroin caused more than 730 of those deaths. Fentanyl caused 705. Oxycodone was responsible for 565 deaths, and hydrocodone caused 236. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.